from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you into the 9 o'clock hour we go. C.J. Stroud making the rounds again here. Little dead time on the calendar. He's in Morocco this weekend. Is he still in Morocco right now, Seth? Is this your week to watch him?
This interview that I saw this morning, he's doing this interview with, it was in Houston. I don't know when they did it, but it popped up on YouTube last night, 15 hours ago. But it's with Ballogy, which is a skills development and assessment app for athletes and their coaches.
Okay.
So CJ's doing some work with this. So it's basically some app that kids can use to keep track of their own progress, compare themselves to others, build a development plan, gamify training. So it's an app that you can use to help organize your training.
That's
for all athletes, but I think it seems to be focused more towards youth athletes.
Yeah, that feels like
something. Or high school athletes.
That feels like something CJ would be into. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially considering he didn't have a lot of stuff like that when he was an athlete. Like, he's looking at it like, man, if I had Ballogy?
Ballogy.
Ballogy?
Ballogy.
Yeah. I might have won
every day.
If I had that, I might have won the Rookie of the Year unanimously in 2023, instead of Puka Nacua stealing two of my votes.
CJ didn't have it until now, though.
Yeah.
So he talks a little bit about it, like kind of how he used to teach. You can keep track of goals on this app, I'm guessing, because one of the questions was how did you used to keep track of your goals before Ballogy?
Yeah.
But I might get this app now.
Okay.
Not for my athletic performance, but just my life.
That's fine.
In general.
Goal setting's good at all ages, man. All right, so what did CJ have to say in this interview?
All right, so first question was, and the guy who's interviewing him, who is from Ballogy, just to clarify, he's from Klein Forest originally. He's asking this question jokingly, but I did think it was funny because he lumps himself in with CJ. But he was asked about just, what does make Houston, the city of Houston, special amongst athletes.
But why is it you think Houston just attracts and produces such awesome people and athletes like you and me?
I've been here for a year now, and, you know, I've really enjoyed it. Being from California, it's so fast. And, you know, when I got here, it was like, man, people actually genuinely, like, stop their day to take care of, like, another person. And I'm not really used to that, you know. So I feel
hospitality.
Like the hospitality, you know, just the camaraderie, like the togetherness, you know, even though it's a big city, people still look out for one another, and I can appreciate that, you know.
So
good.
I think it's pretty clear why Texas lags so badly in the serial killer
race. Right. This all circles back to serial killers. Yes.
A lot of other people in California that become serial killers, mm-hmm. and never had anybody stop and be like, hey, buddy, why are you about to stab that person?
Dude.
Maybe don't, okay?
As I've mentioned a few times, I just finished 7 seasons of Sons of Anarchy, in which there's at least 50 kills an episode.
Yeah.
What state does that take place in? Hello?
Yeah.
California.
nobody ever thought to say, like, hey, buddy,
yeah,
why don't you sell these arms legally instead of illegally?
Yeah. Hey, pal.
You know, why don't you be a legal arms dealer?
That's a good point.
Not sure if you saw, but we're pretty big spenders
right.
when it comes to the military spending, you know? Mm-hmm. Just get yourself a contract. Mm-hmm. Let me teach you how to develop an app. That's the guy who was asking, and he was asking that in a funny way when he said great athletes like you and me.
Right.
It's Todd Young. He's the CEO of Bology.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so that's good. I like, and man, anything where I hear CJ loving on the city of Houston, I am here for it. I
slower
like that.
Pace of life. Yep. Hey, look, people actually stop and help somebody else. It helps when if CJ Stroud gets a flat tire, probably a better chance than you or I and somebody pulling over to help him just out of the blue. But still, he's had a good experience here. He goes to California, I can guarantee you. They'd rather mow you down and serial kill you more than help you change your tire.
That's right. Yeah. Well, he actually did that recently after the big storm here. He stopped in one of the neighborhoods that got hit hard by the big storm a month or so ago and was helping pick up branches and trees and things like that.
He was afraid he was going to get called out by Steven Nelson, though, probably.
Oh, that's
just like, I don't need that milk dud head treatment that Steven Nelson was dishing out.
Fair. You know? Fair. All right, what else did he have to say here?
Okay, so because this app has like a lot to do with tracking goals and everything, the questions were geared a lot towards kids and, you know, advice for the youth. So he basically just asked, Todd Young asked CJ Stroud about how he tracked his goals back in the day.
What I used to do was kind of old school. I would just get an Expo marker and I would write goals on my mirror. And I would write them on my mirror and I would see them every morning.
Try to achieve them.
Try to achieve them.
Check them off.
Yes. And awesome. So like when I like became Heisman finalist, I checked it off. When I got my first scholarship, I checked it off. When I got, you know, just little goals like that, you know, and they weren't always like just lofty, like superhero goals. They were just, you know, I had like, okay, become a captain on there. That was a goal that I had in college. I had that come true. And, you know, it was just little stuff like that, really big stuff. I always say the little things add up to the big things.
Yeah.
Like the little successes become big successes.
Back in the good habits.
Yes, sir.
I think it's awesome. I think it's.
I do like that, the old going old school Rocky style with the your motivational goals on the mirror. I like that.
I love it.
It's way better to write your goals on the mirror than, hey, had a good time. By the way, I've got herpes. You know, that's it's a much better thing to write on a
mirror?
Somebody's mirror in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah. Goodbye in big letters. Yeah. On the mirror.
Don't lose my number, BTW.
Right.
I've got the herps.
Right. So does this app allow you, is this app a place now? Does this replace the mirror?
To track sexual
partners?
No, Sean.
Is there an STD portion of this app? No, but this app, I'm assuming, it serves the purpose of tracking these goals now? Is that?
Yeah. I think it's like a kind of like an all-in-one, just keeping track of all your plans and everything and plotting out your development.
I think it's cool. My ex-wife found something like that. My daughter, when she was her junior and senior year in high school, when she was running, she wrote down like six things she wanted to accomplish her senior year. She didn't tell anybody. She just wrote them down.
Yeah.
Because it helps to write them down.
Yeah.
And my ex-wife stumbled across them one day after she had accomplished most of them, and she looked at them. She you know, like, it's one of those things as a parent you look at, you're like, oh, wow, that's really cool. Like, I didn't tell her to do that. Like, she thought to do it herself. That's why hearing that as a parent myself makes me feel good about CJ.
That's a big one. You see that in just about every book on goal setting or anything. It's just writing them down.
Some people say
make them public. Other people say don't make them public. But writing anything down, especially in this day and age where it's just, damn, it's so hard to find a pen at any given time. Write it down on your mirror or on paper or whatever, if you can find any of that either. God.
Amen. Amen.
And then the other thing too, he's talked about this before, but I always like hearing it because this is actually good for people to hear and understand, is that not everybody just comes out of the womb with a boatload of confidence. So Todd asked CJ, when did he know that he could do it, that he could become who he is right now?
Well, honestly, I mean, I kind of suffered from lack of self-confidence for a long time, really, honestly, until college. But, you know, I always kind of knew I had a talent. And, you know, even though I was getting recruited by some of the best schools towards the end, it didn't start like that. So, like, I always thought it was maybe, like, foreseen. Like, it was maybe too far away to get to. to. But, you know, I just always – I had the mentality, what I call now is just – I got it from Will Anderson, is just chop wood and carry water, you know, and that's the best mentality to have, is keep your head down, work, and do the right things to get to the right spots, and it'll happen naturally, you know, if that's in God's will. So, you know, I mean, around that time was college, my second year, when I was like, okay, I can make this a profession. And that's another thing, like, I feel like a lot of people, they, like, jump the gun and want to be a professional at 8 years old, you know. Like, that was never my goal at that age. I had steps. Like, that was, of course, like a maybe, you know, but it was just I wanted to have fun, you know, and compete. And that was the main thing for me. So when I got to college, I was like, man, I can do this for real.
That's really cool, man. It's really
chop wood, carry water.
Did he say that's Will Anderson shared that with
yeah,
him?
Yeah. Which is an old, very common in Buddhist circles. It's from an old Chinese philosopher from like the 8th century BC or something.
I believe you. I'm just saying, in my mind, I'm going, noted Buddhist, Will Anderson.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's things about Buddhism that are as much philosophical as are spiritual that can vary, that did help out in your life, no matter what denomination you are.
Yeah.
CJ lacking confidence, and always, I think, remembering that has always been intriguing to me, that because it's different than just a chip on the shoulder necessarily. I think it's more of a, like, it's a constant reminder that to people that didn't have it, like the gilded path laid out in front of them. I do think there's a certain level of scrappiness there that a guy like Bryce Young might have to learn and acquire when he's 24 years old.
Yeah.
More so than having it in you when you've got a little bit of a chip on your shoulder, an inferiority complex, or just a feeling that you got to prove yourself. Like that, not a lot of guys, there are a lot of athletes, because we all know them, the kids that were gifted athletes, like when they're freshmen in high school, and then but can't take criticism. And like as other kids start to catch up, it's almost like they're befuddled as to how could this be happening. Yeah. I'm the dominant one. Wait, how is this guy possibly competing for my job? It's good sometimes to have a rocky path at the beginning. It really sets you on a different path than some of the kids that have it easier.
It's one of the reasons why I skew more than most towards being skeptical about Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams is one of those kids you're describing. And all the great, you know, he had, and I think it's awesome. Like, he had all this loser had all the parental support. He had all the resources, you know, like I mean, it sucks because I am downgrading a kid because he had what most of us would strive to have for our kids, which is both parents supporting them, all the resources you need to go be successful. It's my thing with Caleb Williams, not to turn a CJ segment into a Caleb segment, but I think this is an interesting part of the dichotomy between kids who grew up in the private coach culture versus kids who grew up like CJ watching Drew Brees on YouTube, which is, we've seen evidence of it, that Caleb doesn't necessarily handle adversity super, super well. You know, adversity to him was not starting in week one at Oklahoma. Adversity to CJ was living above a storage unit facility in a single parent household. You know, like,
and I'm not
even putting words in Caleb Williams' mouth. Caleb Williams went on Twitter to go after his haters and said, "You don't think I've come back from adversity? How about when I wasn't starting as the quarterback at Oklahoma my freshman year? Like, oh man, that must have been horrible for you."
I mean, yeah, and you can find examples of everybody that's done it every different way.
Sure.
You know, Peyton Manning, it's not like Peyton Manning didn't overcome a hard scrabble life to become such a super, super competitive guy. Like, obviously, he had a lot of advantages. I do think that it's in the day and age of private coaches and everything else, I take a side-eyed glance at kids that have had all this private coaching and yet still have glaring mechanical flaws.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, wow, how am I to believe that all of a sudden when you're 23 or 24, that's when you're going to start taking it seriously and fix a lot of those mechanical flaws?
Yep.
Versus guys like CJ mechanically was the best guy in the group. And in a lot of respects, like, he and Anthony Richardson were similar in that they hadn't had the all of the extra coaching and all the extra attention compared to a lot of the other the quarterback prospects were really Will Levis and Bryce Young. And yet he was head and shoulders above them because he had taken it upon himself to learn all of that.
Yep.
So that part of it is it's a better story. It's a better story, ultimately, when it ends up working out for the kid that had it kind of tough growing up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There was an article I saw yesterday that said, that had Dark Horse MVP candidates, and CJ was one of them. And I'm like, man, I don't know that he's a Dark Horse MVP candidate. I think he's an MVP candidate, you know, like a legit MVP candidate, you know? Like CJ, they basically said in the article, Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and maybe Joe Burrow. That's the four, and everybody else is a Dark Horse candidate.
CJ Stroud is the third favored to win the MVP this year. So yeah. They're like in by Vegas. So okay. Dark Horse cannot be the guy who's got he's behind, well, like everybody's a dark horse behind Pat Mahomes in any given year.
Yeah.
But basically, he and Josh Allen are even odds. They're both +850 to win the MVP.
Yeah.
So like that's not dark horse. I would say for dark horse, I Brock Purdy is the guy that's in the conversation. But I don't know if anybody realistically expects it. Even if the 49ers do really well, it feels like the ball's against him in terms of actually getting credit for it because he's got so many vast offensive weapons.
Yeah, he might not even be the best candidate on his own team. When I think of Dark Horse, I think like you're looking at the odds right now. I'm not.
Yeah.
But I put a barrier. Like you've got to be at least 25-1 to be a, what's Kyler Murray to be the MVP?
Kyler Murray is not on this board.
Okay. Who? Give me.
So the guys at the back end of this.
Yeah.
Tell me if this sounds dark horse-ish enough for you or not.
Okay.
Tua.
Okay. Keep going.
Anthony Richardson.
Definite dark horse.
Matthew Stafford.
Okay.
I would say given his team situation and his age, I'd say dark horse.
Yep.
And then Trevor Lawrence. Those guys are all +3,000.
Yeah, 30-1. Those are dark horses for sure. Yeah. Tua, I don't know. I mean, Tua is set up to put MVP numbers, I mean, with all those weapons and whatnot.
I guess that's probably good. Those last three guys, Tua was above them.
Yeah.
The last three guys were all 30-1.
Definite
dark
horse.
So, yeah, that qualifies.
100% so. Dark horse. CJ, not a dark horse, man. CJ, and that's fine. That's good. It's a MVP. Okay. We want our guy to be up there.
Kyler Murray is 50-1.
Yeah, that's a dark. That is a super dark horse right there. Yeah.
Like Christian McCaffrey, 50-1.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put him as a dark horse just because of notoriety.
No, and he's the favorite.
It wouldn't be a surprise. Like at the end of the season, you wouldn't be like, well, nobody saw this coming.
Well, especially because he'll probably win Offensive Player of the Year again. I mean, he you know, that's like the non-QB award is what it's turned into, the Offensive Player of the Year. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. A Texas institution, I'm telling you, if CJ was listing reasons why he should love Houston ahead of LA, this probably should have been a really big one. And this particular institution is letting you, the Texan, weigh in on what product they're going to put out there. We will tell you what this is coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.